This election is about which candidate you believe, and the voters of the state believe, was best able to address the dysfunction on our court and restore the court to the level of respect that it used to enjoy, not only in this state, but around the country. The court is not just going through a phase like some unruly teenager. It was 2010 when I began noticing with alarm the news stories about dysfunction on the court. That was before the physical altercation between two justices in the chambers, before the judicial commission brought proceedings, disciplinary proceedings, based out of that. If it's a phase, it's a phase that's been going on for at least 3 years, and it's time to address it. I believe that denying there's a problem, saying the court gets along fine, is not going to help. I believe that taking the administrative discussion of ways to improve civility behind closed doors is not going to help. I believe that changing the campaign contribution rules so that more special interest funding can rush into our judicial races is not going to help. And I think that being an obstacle to the normal judicial commission proceedings and preventing those proceedings from going forward is not going to help. I believe I am the candidate best able to address, face up to, and make positive change on this dysfunction. Thank you.
Justice Robinson, closing statement.
Yeah. This race is not about the court. The court is not being elected come April 2nd. One justice is being elected, Pat Rogensack. This case is about experience. It's about one candidate who has no judicial experience, yet he wants to take on a job where 80% of it is judging whether another judge properly exercised the judicial authority given to that judge or that court. He has no experience, so he has to pick up something else to talk about. He also has very limited substantive law experience. I don't. I have heard every kind of case that comes through the Wisconsin court system in the last 16 and a half years, and I've heard it standing on the side of the bench as a judge. I have applied the process that a judge applies to questions that come before the court, and I've been able to give a very thorough examination to the cases that come to the court, because I bring, first of all, to my colleagues a different perspective as the only justice who has ever sat on the Court of Appeals, and most of the cases we review, though not all, are cases that the Court of Appeals has made a decision in, and we're asked to review that case. So my decision-making, you know, it's not so different from, just say your car was missing, and you took it to a mechanic, you know, and you told them, start it up and it's missing. So you leave it there for the day and you pick it up when you get home from work. It seems like it's running okay. About 3 days later, the doggone thing is missing again. So what do? You take it to another mechanic to ask him, did the first guy do his work right? Okay, that's what I do. I take the work of other judges and I'm asked to determine, did they do it right? Did they properly apply the law? That takes a lot of experience. The process of being a judge is very different from the process of being an advocate. And the knowledge of substantive law and the various faces it can present to the Supreme Court in all the different kind of issues that arise is also invaluable. It doesn't tell you what the answer to the question is, but it helps you know where the speed bumps are in the cases that come up review. So it allows you to give the public a much more thorough review. I am the only candidate who has the type of experience that the work of this court requires. Please review my record. I have worked so hard for you all, and it has been my honor to serve the people of Wisconsin. And I ask for each and every one of your votes on April 2nd. Thank you so much.